Mission Network News 4 to Half-Minute Version, Thursday, July 15th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Churches in Iraq face uncertain times. Flooding in East Asia is causing problems and opportunities for ministry. And children of prostitutes in India are the focus of a fledgling ministry. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Iraq as violence continues despite the fact that Iraqis are now in control of their country. Fear is taking its toll on Christian congregations in this embattled nation. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says they're working with five local churches through an indigenous organization.
What they've seen is that there has been some erosion of attendance and participation. A number of people were seeking some kind of safety, and not all of them have come back. It seems as if there is interest on the part of at least some Iraqi Christians of leaving their country.
DeYoung says Christians also fear Islamic law. Despite all of this, Words of Hope is broadcasting the gospel through radio into the country.
Pray that the broadcasts will continue to be heard, that the messages will be relevant and have the power of the Spirit attending them.
Pray, too, that many will be saved as they listen and that they'll find peace in Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, flooding has displaced more than 2 million people in northern India, Nepal, and Bangladesh. The flooding is due to the annual monsoon rains that plague the region. Gospel for Asia has thousands of pastors, evangelists, and church planters there. GFA requests prayer for their safety, but also that they can be compassionate during this time of tragedy. Pray, too, that many of the victims will see God's love through their compassion and eventually turn to Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Hope Builders International is reaching out to the children of Nepali prostitutes in Bombay, India. There are about 60,000 Nepali women who have either been kidnapped or sold into prostitution. Their children are often forgotten or forced into similar work. Hope Builders' Lance Thollander says a missionary couple has planted a church there and taken in four of these children, but the need is much greater.
There are many more children that they would love to take in and are available for literally saving from this life, but there's a lack of funds, a lack of space.
Thollander says Hope Builders is sending financial support to help this ministry, and you can help too.
Gifts of $50, gifts of $100 can cover food, lodging, schooling, medicine. The children can be brought into the life of the church, redeemed, and then they disciple and eventually send their disciples back to their home villages to plant churches there.
Next, funding is needed for a new commentary for African pastors. SIM International is assisting with an African Bible commentary. It will highlight issues that African pastors have to deal with every day. The massive project is being translated into English and French. The goal is to eventually have the commentary in Portuguese, Swahili, Hausa, Amharic, Zulu, and other languages to help combat the growing threat of Islam. And vacation Bible schools are a staple of ministry in the United States during the summer. One church is taking a unique approach and is working in the inner city of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
We tell them about Jesus and what his gift and what he's done and how he wants them to live, his best will for their lives. And what they learn when they're five never ever leaves their head. And sometime they're going to be 15 or 25 or 35 and they're going to remember what they heard when they were five.
Merv Griffune is director of Day Camp, an outreach of Roosevelt Park Community Christian Reformed Church. Griffune says they fight spiritual darkness in the community.
Some of them come from homes where there's a deep spirituality. Sometimes that spirituality is twisted up with superstition and things like that. We have children come who have never, ever been on the inside of a church.
Griffune says most of the students know of God but don't understand he wants a relationship with them. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work with AIDS orphans in Africa and their efforts to share the gospel with them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.